ones who do care enough and know enough to know the wrong thing.
Basic plot and where it leads.
see whether we're on, if you're in a basic agreement, then we've got implementation on part, and we've got direction established on the rest. If you're in agreement with that, then something gets to organization and all that, you're going to have to listen to that at some point. You're not going to be very interested in it.
No, I will be. You can't be interested.
Well, it's the mechanics of organization that we
share.
Actually, they're damn important because they're going to send up monumental signals if we do this right. And that's what, they're important from that viewpoint. They're important politically and public relations-wise, and maybe even more than substantively. Substantively, they're damn important also. Before you get into that, maybe you want to, because you ought to get into it with John and me, I think. And then when I get Ash out, I'm going to ask you in the finishing stuff on it. I put that with him this morning. He's down there working. I think we're going to have a problem with Ash on OMB.
You won't want to fix it.
I don't think so, but I think he will. If we tell him we want him to take it, get it set up and all, and then get people in and then get out of it, and then you want to move him into international economics somewhere, which is what he really wants to get into.
Right. We should get Peterson a good job over there.
No, Ash has got a different concept. I think what Ash would like to be is a staff guy under the Secretary of the Treasury or whoever is the chief economic man for the international coordination. Then he has this concept, which he will want to sell to you, and which you may think is ridiculous, or you may think it makes a lot of sense. I don't know which it is. But he's convinced that you've got to... the international economic area, you need an ad hoc, non-formal, but very potent international economic non-operational group that's outside of GAAP, that's outside of the European community. And he thinks the way you have to do it is that all the heads of state of the major economic powers have to say simultaneously that they are taking a personal interest in the international economic community and create an ad hoc summit organization consisting of the personal representative of each head of government who have no power but who deal with overall economic peacekeeping and are charged with developing the recommendations together to go back to their governments of the rules of international economic warfare, just like the Geneva conferences and things that developed the rules of international military warfare. And I think, obviously, he sees himself as being your guide to that summit organization. He sees it as an informal thing where you and not with big staffs and all that. It's where 10 guys, or however many economic nations there are, sit down and work these things out over a period of time. He says nobody's really looked at the whole question amongst the nations of how to deal with
each other economically. Situation where you can't raise political judgment into that.
Absolutely.
You cannot, but you cannot take Henry's judgment on the other field.
Yes. He's
not good at that.
But the structure, the thing we're talking about and how we put this together, I think, lays out the groundwork for that. Henry's in full agreement with it. I think it does. Our Senate. Maybe Ash is worth more in that area. I don't know how important. I don't know anything about that area, so I don't know whether it's important or not. Ash thinks it is.
Probably.
Conley thinks it is. Schultz thinks it is. The people that know about that.
And we're planning it properly. You see, my concern on planning it is cannot go up for confirmation. I'm just not going to have that. Any fights on confirmation.
Okay.
That was in the international thing, yeah. Just put it aside.
Well, that's why we ought to look at this structure. You may see some ways that some of this fits in. I don't know. My view would be is you just thank him and let him go back, which he's ready to do.
You're a good man. Frankly, if we didn't have the confirmation problem, you could stick him over in state as the undersecretary for the position and so forth. I put Carlucci is right next to it. But Carlucci has to be programmed and he has to be backed up. And I don't think Rush is the guy to do that. And that's not what you're putting Rush in there for. You're putting him in the...
Well, the point is, what you're doing about something planning it on before the full body's committed, right? Just the whole beat on the confirmation early. That's for sure. Understand. Some of them are not very stand up. Fine, the Joe County is a ways to embarrass us. That's what my concern is in the planning
thing. Beyond that, though, your concern isn't just confirmation. Your concern about his method of operation, which is valid also.
Yeah. I must say, I would not be too damn concerned about his method of operation.
Like that. If you want to get the blame and credit for it. Special assistant to the president for reorganization of the State Department. Staff, but move him physically over to State and have him direct the reorganization of the State Department. White House direction, with Carlucci as the guy doing it all.
Thing right on to you. Every decision is made here.
That's right. That's right. It's got to be over there, and they got to take the ego out there.
Okay. He is to just let it go. Under Secretary of State, he works very close to the Henry. That's Henry's role.
Henry would buy that if it's for the organization. He'd have a problem with policy. Put him in. I mean, if he says he would, he would.
How do you go over there?
That's
funny that you do put that outside.
He is less likely to be taken in by us than anybody from outside.
It has to be an insider, somebody that knows that, somebody we work with.
You'd have to do it. You'd have to bring him over once a week to the White House and give him another shot of vitamins. Adrenaline. I'm a bitch type guy like me who is arrogant. In some ways, he's beautifully suited to deal with him. He's sort of their type of guy. And I mean, they can't one-up him on the social scale. And they can't dazzle him with that kind of crap. I mean, it just won't interest him.
So, I have to go for confirmation. I do have a match. We were rushed to take him on.
Administrative reorganization.
Special assistant for administrative reorganization. I don't think he's interested in he's not so interested in that classy title. He's interested in doing one hell of a job, and this would be a huge opportunity for him.
This is the problem in this town, and it's a real one, though, given that he's done without the title. And it is a problem.
Sure
it
is. Well, the Rose is speaking of the problems from now on.
Tendency to get there, and she just comes in and does her work.
else.
I think you just gotta coast with it. It's too damn bad that you get the negative leaps back, because
what you can do is to avoid.
Oh, I thought you told her to come up.
No, there was no reason at all for her to come up here.
Damn, better reason. She has something to do. She's a problem because she starts going extremely negative.
Well, drinking. Over there for
have to have something separate so that it just isn't a white tie fat cat bastards.
And the night before the inaugural, instead of just having the inaugural concert with the Philadelphia Symphony, have that in
we don't have
theater.
That at all.
Well, have that in one theater and have a young voters deal in the other theater, in the concert hall. And you go to both. You don't sit through the whole symphony. You go and sit through the first half of the symphony. You go over and greet the young voters and sit through a little bit of their stuff.
Have their start a little later.
Or have it start with, yeah, stagger them.
Yeah.
And,
but have a big party where they're all there, where they come in, young voters, and boy, let them.
Really? An event. But it is a young voters enthusiastic.
Yelling, shouting.
And then have your Eugene Ormsby thing, and then maybe in the other hall have a country music.
Country music concert
or something like that.
That's more.
That's a different group
or
of
country music. Or.
That's the southern.
Or rather than country, you know, southern.
Yeah.
And we don't need to get any other. That's very good.
Maybe a combined country music and gospel singer type or something like that.
Country music. And basically celebrities. Our celebrity types, the country music, the Carpenters, they're not country music.
No, they'd be the kids. They're the tiki bar.
I was trying to put them at the Carpenters.
The country music is the Johnny Cash crowd.
The kids go to that too.
Yeah, but it isn't just kids there. It's more older people.
They are. They used to have three concerts. I think we should have three.
And the different flavors of America.
And what would you have the next night?
For the ball, I don't know. I'm not sure what you do.
Sure, it'll work. You could have outstanding entertainment.
That's what you want. You go to the ball to be seen and to see the famous people.
Sure.
And what you want to do is provide a thing where people can mingle around, move around, and see the famous people. Used to do it. I'm not sure what they are yet.
Get comedy up.
Okay.
And I think you ought to get close enough to this one,
right?
Back to here.
Let's get Henry.
Henry this
afternoon. Well, it's Saturday. Want to start those tomorrow, maybe?
Sure.
How do you want to run a schedule here?
You and I just talked to Colson. Just the two of us. Say, let's talk about the health. Excuse me. Are you going to talk to him a little bit?
I already have,
so I know. I just
laid some ground, but I haven't told him where the decision is. I think maybe I ought to.
Okay, you ought to sort of stay on track.
So that he isn't coming in thinking you're going to tell him you want him to be Secretary of Labor.
Secretary of Labor is up. That's going to be on. And,
But it won't take long. I think I ought to have a while before he sees you just to prepare him, lay the ground.
Get him up in the morning. And so that he knows calmly whenever he can come tomorrow, the next day, the afternoon, and I'll have him there.
I don't know if he'll be back tomorrow.
Well,
whatever day it is,
don't have him come back. Just say the end of the day. First day back, we'll talk to him. What about Malik? Some of the top campaign people. Now you're going to keep. Magruder's going to stay and do the inaugural anyway, right? Is he a good man to do that? Does he have the organization? Well, John's going to help him on that too.
Hold on. But Jeff's good for that. For the thing that we need to do there, he'll be very good.
Okay. Why you put advance on that?
Oh sure.
Do that.
Oh sure.
Who's our best advance? We really ought to put this inaugural on our own way. Don't have that assholes from Washington do it this time. And that's to be the order to development.
Right.
Don't you see my point?
Yeah.
Don't let that jackass committee from the District of Columbia, we didn't carry the District of Columbia, and we're going to put our young people in, our advanced men know everything, and they'll work with the military aides, and we'll run this thing as smooth. Also, we've got to determine what about the enemy? Who's going to come? Who's going to be the bands and that sort of thing? Incidentally, that parade is very important planning, too.
Well, the guy
with planning in terms, I think of the guy that does a rose parade for one thing, but the important planning in terms, being sure that, not only first one, let's get the bands and units. Again, am representing some of our new majority. Maybe we have some people marching in
Polish costumes.
So
Italian costumes.
I mean, in other words, make us the people that made America. Something like that.
The Polish group, the Italian group.
Lithuanians, Cubans, etc. See what I mean?
Have that kind of float rather than every son of a bitch at stake. Why have the stakes?
That's only a problem.
No, but
you do it. You let the governors ride as a unit or something. You just run through the states that way instead of doing a state because
I think it's more a question.
Maybe you let each marching units. Look, maybe you let each state take a theme within the state. In other words, the primary nationality group in the states that have those. So let's
get somebody on that, work on that immediately. Some sort of who's who would that be? Now that we can think of that. They can imagine that they can create a different garment.
No, well, what we had was, what we were going to do was have Chapin and the guys that have been doing, the convention stuff, that kind of thing. But now we're going to, if we got to move him out, we can still use some of those people.
Well, stay.
And the event's staying on this.
I'd like to see the inaugural, so it isn't just the routine inaugural parade, don't you think so?
Yeah, the blacks and the band program.
His press plan for him one week. I wonder where I talked to him about that.
At any time,
not quite ready.
We're pretty close.
Talk to Colson first.
Yeah.
Get Colson up tomorrow.
Malik,
as a matter of fact, in order to save time, why don't you get Colson this afternoon after Henry? I think what you could do is you could have him come up on the same helicopter with Henry and Haig. I'll run over that for a little bit. While I'm talking to Henry and Haig, you can do Colson. And then you and Colson come over and talk with me. Other people like the fellow that headed the November group, people like that,
point, yeah, but
they'll be invited to the
inaugural and that sort of thing.
And I should have a chance to pass over that. We've already wired them. What do we do? Just wire them to each state over and say,
yeah.
Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was a warm personal wire. I forgot exactly how it was worded. The great contribution you made to.
You
to thank all your people for it.
You're taking care of Ellen Dorn, you told her. This is a funny problem for Rose. Rose, I'd have her handle the sort of the Ryan family business to make sure that they're from Ned Sullivan and all that crap. And excellent ideas. I rather thought so because of his. He'll know a lot of people around the country, and I think he could be a hell of a host for a lot of those things, too. So, let's get this Commander Jackson deeply involved and make sure he came in on the hors d'oeuvre business and so forth. Right. We, as good as they do with the hors d'oeuvres in there, they're not greedy. They don't have the dash that the Jackson puts on out there at that point, do they? No. Because Jackson's got his little business.
More flare.
Today was the election. Eight.
Well, someone said that. I thought it was the 5th.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
I know it is. Yeah, my pen. I remember I got a pen with Mark.